StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined by Buena Vista University baseball coach Steve Eady, whose team begins Iowa Conference play this weekend over in Dubuque. Steve, 10-1. Good start for you and the guys thus far.
Yeah, we've played really well. Considering how much youth we have and inexperience on the field, we've had a really nice group of guys, played some good defense, you know, for being so early in the year. Pitching's pretty good, and with the opportunity to get better, and our offense has been really, really good.
Coach, Tucson, Arizona might sound really, really good right now as you look at the forecast heading into your conference opener.
Yeah, you know, I think we're fortunate, you know, to get in 11 of our 12 non-conference games. It has been pretty nice here, but you just never know what we're going to get. But, you know, for the most part, we've gotten some opportunities to be outside, which is better than a year ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit of cold temps, we'll be okay. We'll get through it.
Tucson, Lincoln, Nebraska, Wheaton, Illinois. Let's go to Lincoln now. Give us a few highlights from that series.
Well, Lincoln, well, it seems like about 3 weeks ago, but, you know, a pretty decent team. We did, that's where we dropped, you know, our only loss, and it was against a pitcher that really had us off balance. He was a soft-throwing lefty, and that was, you know, disappointing to lose that game, but then we came right back and swung, got the bats going again a little bit. And again, each time out, it just seems like our pitchers are getting a little bit better with each appearance. And, you know, our hitters have been pretty locked in for the most part, other than a game here, a game there. But the one constant has been our defense. It's been pretty solid. We've gotten real good play out of our middle infield, which was a concern of ours. And so, really, that's not an option for us or a concern for us anymore. And so now we can just work on, you know, getting a little bit more comfortable and just trying to figure out how to win games.
All right. Every fan, every baseball manager, every coach such as yourself always has a concern with arms. Pitching staff, let's give a quick comment on those guys.
You bet. Justin Lang's a junior left-hander for us who's really stepped up. He'll end up being our number one from this point out. Kendall Hazel, another lefty from Sergeant Bluffs, has done really well. Starting to get, you know, build up a little bit more stamina, get deeper in games. And then our bullpen has been very, very solid with Wes Onkton, Cam Beatty, our lefty specialist, and Lucas Hadaway already has four saves in, you know, our first 12 games, and he's been lights out as our closer. And Jake Bjorkren settled in to be our number three. And from there, you know, it's going to be a rotation of guys. We feel like we have 12 guys that can pitch varsity, and we're going to need every one of them.
Hey, one of your guys on your team is this week's Iowa Conference Player of the Week.
Yeah, Eric Gerbaki has just been, it's just a great story. He didn't get to play until his senior year of high school and played 2.5 years of JV for us and gotten his time at first base, is hitting sixth for us, and he's just been fantastic. I'm really happy for him for sticking it out this long, and I think he's just going to have a great year.
Credit to a great young man, sounds like, right there. And lastly, Steve, as you prepare for your four-game series in Dubuque Friday, Saturday, four of our conference opponents already have some of those league games under their belt, including a Wartburg team that's 14-1 as you and I record this, and they'll be in town. We look forward to that Easter weekend.
Yeah, that'll be our home opener. The only thing about that is we have six conference games before we get there, and I don't envision them losing too many games here. They've got a really nice lineup, average to above average pitching, maybe not real deep, but boy, you're going to have to score some runs in order to beat them because their lineup is really, really tough. It's probably the best lineup I've seen in a while. To roll off 14 in a row and do it pretty convincingly, to be honest with you, they're going to be somebody that we have to beat in order to win the league.
All right, four games this weekend at Dubuque, Tuesday at Cole, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And then home opener Friday, April 3rd, a 3:30 doubleheader, and Saturday, April 4th, that double dip starts at 3 o'clock. Steve Eady, thanks for the time, and best of luck this weekend.
You bet. Very good. Thanks, Chris.
Coach Eady joining us, talking Beaver baseball, Buena Vista University, right here at StormLinkRadio.com.